And we're back from recess. First order of business is legal discussion regarding closed information pursuant to 610.021. We may go into executive session for these discussions. I believe that we should stay in open session. And if that's agreeable with you, yep, gentlemen, I have a prepared statement I would like to read and a handout.
That's fine.
Fine with me.
And for you members of the media, I've made a copy of these statements so that I will keep you from scribbling real quickly if you want those. There have been allegations aimed at the Taney County Commission regarding potential Sunshine Law violations. Those raising the issue have been vocal in their protests, so vocal, in fact, that the Commission made the decision to hire a law firm to conduct an independent investigation of all known allegations involving the Sunshine Law. Missouri law provides that the contents of the investigation may remain closed. However, the Commission has decided to voluntarily release the findings in hopes of shedding light publicly on a complicated issue. The findings review each known allegation, provide facts regarding each known allegation, and in some instances offer recommendations for Commission members as well as other elected and departmental administrators within the county system. The findings disclose that counsel believes one circumstance to be in violation of the Sunshine Law. I was conducting a non-commission informational meeting with two county employees during my first month in office regarding county insurance coverages, bid dates, carriers, etc. The employees were bringing me up to speed by providing me with information for my personal edification. One of the other commissioners saw us in meeting, stuck his head in the door, and was asked a question, whereupon he sat down. I acknowledged his presence and reduced it to writing. He was there only a few moments and the meeting was concluded. Thinking I was doing the correct thing, I typed my notes and took them to the county clerk to become part of the permanent record. The findings indicate that since two commissioners were together, where county issues were discussed and was not properly posted, a violation occurred. While the commission did not knowingly or purposefully violate the spirit of the law, we must always err on the side of caution and educate ourselves completely regarding Missouri statutes. As presiding commissioner, I take full responsibility and will advocate an ongoing educational process for all elected and appointed administrative positions within the county system. This commission has recently sponsored two educational meetings within Taney County conducted by the Missouri Attorney General's Office regarding the Sunshine Law, and will be implementing recommendations provided through the findings of counsel to help ensure complete compliance in the future. Now, I have a copy of the findings from the law firm of Keck and Austin, which was the independent counsel that we hired to conduct an investigation of all allegations of Sunshine Law violations. It's a multi-page document. And I have that available for anyone that's here present at this meeting or any member of the public that would like a copy of these findings. And I will, if you gentlemen give me a couple of minutes, distribute that to those that are here. I'm assuming everybody in here would like a copy of that.
Do you have enough findings or do you have enough?
I do.
Okay. Well, I'll have to ask. I don't know.
Other than the statement that I gave you prior to handing that out, it's the agreement of this commission that we're going to let those findings speak for themselves. I believe that the council has articulated herself quite well regarding each issue that's been brought up about the county commission or other elected officials and department heads within the courthouse.
Melman, there was eight. They investigated eight allegations. I think that's what number one. If that matters. If that matters.
And only as a point of information, to the best of our knowledge, we had found that there were eight different allegations that had been made. All eight allegations are addressed within these findings.
Put one of those in each of our boxes.
Gentlemen, our next order of business is the BOE Board Formation Discussions. And Jim, I believe you put that on the agenda.
I did. The hope was for us to get some resolution on what the BOE, the summer BOE specifically, is going to look like for this summer. Obviously, we have two options. Just so you know, last Tuesday, I hosted the first class counties of the state in Jefferson City. And in the process, I surveyed all of them that were there, all 14, to see how their BOE looks. Six were commissioned with two citizens. Six were three citizens. One was eight citizens, which that was a unique one. I won't tell you what county that there's nowhere in the statute that's fine, but
I know which county that is.
I know, but anyway, there was one that had eight. And then the other one would be us, and so ours is right now undecided. So it's.
Would you run through those again? You had six that
six
were made up of three.
Three commissioners and two, and our traditional form: three commissioners, two citizens, and six were three citizens, like the statutes say. So six were three. And then we then that one county that had eight citizens, and then us, which is I guess undecided. That equals 14. So we basically can do anything either way. There's not one way versus the other. A typical county, one of the questions I did ask, they said number of BOE cases they expected to hear this summer. The most I heard was 500 cases. I believe we heard 2,000 2 years ago. So there was one county that they were unsure because of some changes in the way they were doing with a new assessor. So they were a little unsure how many of the cases they were going to have. So really, there's not really a trend either way. So my hope was for us to get resolution on it. And the only reason I keep on going back to it, I just want to make sure that whatever we decide, because if you go to the citizens, that's locked in for multiple years, I believe. The statute says it's a 5-year term. Is that correct? Ron, do you remember that?
No, but I have a file up in the office, and I probably should have brought that with me.
Jim?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to make a statement, and then you correct me if I'm wrong, but when you said 2,000 cases, those were not 2,000 cases heard by the BOE. Those were 2,000 cases submitted to the assessor's office and the BOE for correction.
Yeah, it was about 2,000 or so that were submitted to the clerk for the BOE. Now some were representing. We had some attorneys representing 200.
Yeah.
So yeah, there were some big groups in there that.
Right.
Yeah, we didn't hear individually 2,000.
Right. I just didn't want the.
Yeah.
Although it is a cumbersome, very important part of county government, then it does take lots of time for the county commission, but I myself would not like for you other two gentlemen not to enjoy the pleasure that I have went through for the last 2 years of serving, or the last 6 years of serving.
Yeah, I've
the
only
BOE
enjoyed it for two.
BOE, and I've only missed either one and a half of those BOE meetings during that entire period of time. I think that as viewing it in the past, and I hate to make this statement like I am, but I think that it was sometimes used politically. And I think that the citizens' version of the thing is something to be considered. I think it's very important that that it be discussed, all the pros and cons. But you know, as I sat through a entire month of this last year, and then in 2009, excuse me, I guess it was, and then one vote changed the entire session that we sat in, then I felt rather discouraged by all the actions taken by the BOE in that period of time. So that's just my statement on it. We can explore these other issues as you guys want to.
You had mentioned one county had seen 500.
Mm-hmm.
You're also aware that there was one first-class county that saw 2.
Yes, sir.
Year before last.
Yeah.
Which was Cape Girardeau County. I would like to know how that occurred. But Jerry Reynolds, the assessor, told me that, and the presiding commissioner at the time, Gerald Jones, back that up. So we currently have, it's 2 positions, correct? Citizens positions that have expired.
They're 1-year terms, yes, sir.
And so our current BOE is made up of us three looking for 2 citizens, unless we switch to the 3 citizen.
Correct.
Board, and I apologize for being redundant. I'm just doing this for clarification. I don't think the 8 citizens is an option because Missouri law does not provide for that.
That's correct.
To the best of my knowledge, I don't know how they did that because they're not charter form of county government, but it's being done. Are you wanting to continue discussion about this today, guys, or set up a time where we're going to discuss what we're going to do?
Well, I've posted this 3 or 4 times, and I'm not sure what the next step is. You know, I don't, like Danny had mentioned, I don't want this anything to become political. And because it has been so political the last 2 years, that's why I'm trying to take the politics out of BOE and actually just do the work at hand. Now, the climate's different now this year than it was last year and the year before. But the other thing is, I want to make sure that we're serving the citizens properly. I want to make sure that we're being fair and equitable to the school systems, too. I mean, you got to remember there's a balancing act. We have to set the assessed valuations at the near perfect, is what the State Tax Commission has tasked us with. So if we were to go to the citizens board, we'd have to find 3 very capable, committed people that, because this summer could be interesting. And not just because of Taney County, it's because of the economy. People are saying the valuations have gone down and not sure what the assessor's going to do. It's hard to say exactly what the turnout will be this year.
Well, 2 things. First, I think you misstated. I think we need to find 3 willing people who are willing to be committed after the process. A real mixed bag of feelings about this. Number one, following the meeting I had with the 2 sitting members of the State Tax Commission, which was a very good meeting, a very productive meeting, in hopes of bringing the thinking of Taney County more in line with the thinking of the State Tax Commission and vice versa. And we have another meeting yet to schedule to hopefully move forward on that as we seek the funding that the state by all accounts, should be providing. They're currently withholding from 9 counties in the state. And as you're aware, the Senate last week voted out of committee to reduce even further the amount per parcel that they are paying to counties. And I look, gentlemen, within the very near future, next 2 or 3 years, for the state to be doing away with the funding of the assessment process to counties altogether. That's something that we're facing. And they will, at least in my humble opinion, no longer want to share in the responsibility of assessment costs within counties. Now, whether or not they throw that completely back on counties or they find a new formula that takes from other political subdivisions, such as schools, ambulance, health, fire, etc., to help fund, I don't know, because there's different lines of thinking up there. But I had a good discussion with Bruce Davis and Randy Holman, and hopefully we're going to move forward. So I preface my next statement with all that background. I think on the one hand, it would be important to be a member of the Board of Equalization so that from that perspective, we could work with the State Tax Commission and with the Assessor's Office in accomplishing what needs to be done and do that from the seat within the board. On the other hand, I've always been in favor of a citizen's board, if you will, of made up of individuals that are capable and willing to sit through the process and hopefully take the perceived politics out of the decision-making process. So I'm really mixed about it. Just that really helped, didn't it?
That really cleared everything up. Thank you, Ron.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to let you know where I'm at on that.
It's a difficult situation. Difficult. I want to make sure that we aren't doing an injustice by going to a three citizens. I mean, this is not. It's not for the pay. I can tell you that. It's not. And it's not for all the kind words that will be said to you and about you after the session.
Well, I haven't had the joy of serving as a county commissioner on the board like you gentlemen have.
I see.
But I did serve as secretary for a long time for that board and sat through lots of decisions that were made by the Board of Equalization. Let me suggest that we set a time in the not-too-distant future where we can bring this back up, and what I'd like to get from you, Jim, if possible, is a listing of those counties that are utilizing the three citizens type of board so that I can contact them, ask how that works, what their feelings are about that, and then come back with some information from those counties, and perhaps we can have a more substantial discussion.
That's fine with me. We're going to have to do something pretty quick.
I know.
And I know that we're extremely busy, Ron. If you think you can cover everything that you need to get covered, I'm fine with that. But we're going to have to make a decision pretty quick. And
are you guys wanting to do that today?
Well, where are you at on this, Danny? You want to serve again? What do you want to do?
Do I want to serve on the BOE?
Yeah.
No, but it is a responsibility that I feel is necessary. And like I said, I don't enjoy the fact that there has been situations to where people have been called in by other individuals that come forward and present evidence against themselves. And then there is no action taken to raise their taxes because they came in with information that actually, when evaluated by the board, there should have been a raising of their taxes by a small amount, most always a small amount, but the evidence showed so. If we sitting as a board decide not to do that, we are doing an injustice to the system, because it is the Board of Equalization. And so I feel that to set on it, I think it puts a different perspective, because they do, basically, it makes no difference as far as the county commission is concerned. We would accept and be the blame for anything that happened, whether it was a three-commission board, and we appointed those commissioners, and they didn't like them, versus the same thing as us making the decision. That's where I'm at. I'm perfectly fine with a five-member board if everyone shows up. You know, for years it was a three-member board, and there was a five-member board, but there was only like three of us that showed up, and that makes it very, very difficult. And one stretch, Jim, and I can't remember, it was before you came on, but one stretch, there was a stretch where the county commission was the only people that served on the board, and then we had two appointments. And I think that was when I first came on, that there was supposed to be a five-member board, but only three members of the county commission served on that board. And that was when the change was made that the surveyor... Uh-huh. Was no longer a part when we became first class. And then the assessor had a vote at that time, which that was done away with in the past.
Okay.
And they made up the other two members of the board. And so when the citizens came along, well, there was kind of a year or so there that there was kind of a gap in the way things took place. So...
All right, Ron, so I will get you the counties that have the three citizen boards, so you can follow up with that.
Well, do you want to repost this for next week or week after? I'm good with that. Week after?
Yeah, let me have the agenda sheet so I can give it back to Nikki.
Which agenda sheet?
This one right here.
Oh.
Okay. We'll just repost it.
And as we're in BOE, I guess how you get that, BOE appointments?
Is that formation discussion.
Board formation discussion. Yeah. That doesn't, and we've already pretty well, we've got a set standard statute of rules that we don't have BOE year round like we did one year while I was here.
Right.
I mean, so that was totally a violation of the, statute.
Well, I think that we need to make these decisions as soon as possible because we have the opportunity to, during a reassessment year, back up the process, if you will, rather than beginning in July. We could begin, is it the end of May?
The end of May.
So the 1st of June.
I know that we're supposed to have the BOE. I mean, I know I saw Sheila and you sparked something. We were supposed to have BOE posted anyways for us to take care of that. We had a few things that we had to vote on. One is a refund, and it was supposed to be posted, I believe, I thought today, but maybe, remember that conversation we had last Thursday when we were doing the agenda, we were going to have a BOE posting so we could handle the BOE pending items.
Yeah, specifically, the
refund. There's a refund that we were just going to go ahead and vote on that. But
it's not posted
that way,
is it? I
don't see it posted, so we're going to have to
post it. We can do that later this week.
We can do it Thursday. Is that all right with you guys?
Sheila?
No. I didn't catch, I just passed one of the girls' desks and heard you talking BOE, so I don't know the beginning conversation.
The meeting that we have posted is centered around the formation of the Board of Equalization and the option that the county has of serving on the BOE on a five-member board with two citizens or the option of creating a three-person citizens-only board.
Preparing for the tax sale, we have, and I'll get them together. I've been intending to do it and email them to you. There's probably about four real estate cases that we need to have corrected. It's causing us to send notices that we sent out would be an error because the data in the computer is an error. Maybe a house is on the wrong parcel. A billboard's no longer there on one. I'm trying to think. The one has James could remember it, but they need to be corrected. So our June notice when it goes out, our April one, we pulled them and then hand wrote on them. But the June notice is the notice that includes the notice about telling them it's going to be on the tax sale and has all the legal paper with it. It would really be nice if that June notice could be correct.
Okay.
But help me with this.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that following July 31st of each year, BOE for real estate purposes was closed. Am I incorrect?
these are heirs. They are under, and it's however you want okay. to, the if you're going to have the BOE or the commission, they are heirs that need to be corrected. And they can be done at any time.
Okay, there are errors that the county commission can correct then.
There's one statute that says the county commission can correct them. Errors on it. There's the one that goes when I present you that delinquent tax book that says if you've going through that, if you find any errors where something is overassessed or something, a double assessment, or one of them is a double assessment.
May I suggest that we put this on the agenda for next Monday's meeting and correct these errors as a commission?
Monday or Thursday, whatever you want, sir. Monday?
Or Thursday of this week, would that be?
I've got collector's conference this week.
Would you prefer to do it Monday?
If you want me here. I will pull them out and give them go over them with James and so that they'll be ready to be prepared then.
Yeah, but we're all set okay. to correct what you need.
Okay, thank you.
So we'll just post it for Thursday. Is that, it sounds like you're going to get with James. We want, Thursday
She's
or Monday?
Not going to be here Thursday.
So Monday.
Okay,
Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheila. I still have a question because I'm not sure about the refund. I think that has to be BOE.
It does. So I was going to post BOE for Monday. Sounds like about 15 minutes of time with Nikki.
Well, the corrections, let's do as commission because they're real estate.
Okay.
And the other, which actually takes the BOE.
Right.
So you're talking about two postings, Ron?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I'm sending the second note now.
Otherwise, the public may think, well, I should run over for this BOE hearing and there'll be a number.
Please post commission.
And then that's not what it's for.
We have 30 minutes or so for Road and Bridge.
But they're not scheduled till 11, right?
Right.
Right. I wished we had that 30 minutes with them, but
gentlemen, want to?
Yeah, I think probably recess for 30 minutes, then probably.
Yeah, that's something we can do. I know of.
We'll stand in recess until our 11 o'clock meeting with Road and Bridge.